Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our virtual Mishnah Berurah. We're holding Mishnah Berurah Chelek Dalet in Yiras Hashem. Today we will be learning Daf Reish Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Very, very exciting day today, because today we reach the conclusion of the halachas of Iruv Chatzeros and Shetufei Mavuos, and Yiras Hashem later in today's shir will begin Simen Shin Sadik Vav and begin the halachas of Iruvei Techumen and the halachas of Tchum. So we pick up today on the very bottom line of Reish Samach Aleph Amud Aleph with the beginning of Simen Shin Tzadik Hei, Dinei Birchas Eruv. Our learning today should be a schus for Achenu Kabeis Yisrael, Hanasunu Batsaru Bashivya, Ha'imdim Be'im Ayam Ubein Bayabasha, Hamakim Yerachim Aleihem, Ve'yitziyem Yitzaru Lervacha, Me'afela La'oro Mishivu L'gu'ula, Hashtab Agolav Azman Kariv and Imar Amen. Our learning should be a schus for Fu'ish Shalema, for Achia Godel Meshameh and Esther Fradel, Yitzchak ben Tzion ben Dusha, Rivka bas Shiralea, Chava Hadassah bas Rezel Seril, Yeshua Levi ben Ahuva Malka Chana, Trani bas Batsheva, and Yeruchim ben Masha. They should all have Rufu Shalema b'sach Shar Chayla Yisrael. And we're mispalled that Neschus of Liman HaTerev of Klal Yisrael, Rebbe Shom, should watch over all of our brothers and sisters who find themselves in harm's way. B'chol Makim Shehem. Once again, today's shir is going to be audio only. I hope to get in front of the camera again sometime soon. I miss, quote-unquote, seeing everybody. Okay, Simen Shin Tzadikei, Dini Berchas Erev, the halachas of the bracha that you make when you make an Eruv Chatzeros or a Shetufei Mavuos, Ubay Sif Echad, and here we have one Sif, says the Mechaber, Sif Aleph. Mitzvah Lachzar Achar Shetufei Mavuos. It is a mitzvah to go ahead and try to work out a Shetufei Mavuos so that you should expand the heter of Tiltal on Shabbos. People should be able to be metaltal not only from the batim in the chotzer, from the bias to the chotzer or vice versa, not only from one chotzer to another chotzer, but even from the chatzerois out to the mavuos and vice versa. It's a mitzvah to pursue the creation of a Shetufei Mavuos, says the Mishnah Berurah, Katan Aleph, Mitzvah Lachzar, Pen Yishkechu V'yavayu Lidei Iser Tiltal, because there is always the great risk of somebody going ahead and transgressing an Iser, either Darabanan or eventually Chas V'Chalila, an Iser Daraisa of Haitzah, and therefore we want to do whatever we can to mitigate that risk, and it is a mitzvah to take care of a Ruvi Chatzeros, Shetufei Mavuos. Nowadays, it would be a mitzvah to go and pursue the creation of an Erev in a town. Of course, as much as there's a mitzvah to pursue the creation of Eruvin, it is a tremendous achrayus that the Erev has to be made kahalacha. No inyan at all to go cut corners and create a situation where you don't have an Erev lahalacha, and you're creating a situation where people think that there's an Erev, and they go ahead and they're moitzi merishus l'rishus. That's, of course, a horrible, horrible thing. So yes, there's a mitzvah to pursue the creation of a Reuven. However, it has to be done kedus ukedin. The people who undertake it have to be knowledgeable in halacha. They have to consult with those who know these things and can advise the way things should properly be done. Nowadays, when you make an Erev in a community, you have to make sure that the Erev is checked, etc., etc., etc. Says the Mechaber Vayter, Umevarech alav al mitzvahs Erev. When you make the Eruv Chatzeros, you make the Shetufei Mavuos, you have to make a bracha. The bracha is Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvahs avitzivanu al mitzvahs Erev. Says the Mishnah Berurah Cotton Beis, al mitzvahs Erev. Now it's very interesting because we here are talking about Shetufei Mavuos. As the Mechaber began the Sif, mitzvah lachzar acher Shetufei Mavuos. So why are we saying that the bracha is al mitzvahs Erev? Explains the Chavetz Chaim Reis Cotton Beis, shegam al shitov chshayich shem Erev. Because by a Shetufei Mavuos, the term of Erev is also applicable. Shem arvin umishutafin, because what does the Shetufei Mavuos do? It joins the Mavuos, the Chatzeros, so it's also an inyan of being Ma'arev, it's also an inyan of Eruv, and therefore the Lashon of Al-Mitzvahs Eruv is definitely applicable. Continues the Mechaber, last few words on Reish Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. Va'omer, and now there's a Nusach that you have to say when you create the Shetufei Mavuos. Va'omer, what you say is, through the devices of this shituf, It should be permissible for all the residents of this mavui, lahaitzi, to take things out, ulahachdis, and to bring things in, mechatzerois lamavui, from the various chatzerois that are served by this mavui to the mavui, vice versa. And in parentheses it says here, umehem labotim, and from the chatzerois to the houses of the chatzerois, and vice versa. Right away pipes up the Mishnah Berurah, he's cut in gimel, umehem labotim, that doesn't really seem germane to the halacha that we're discussing here. The Mechaber began the sif by saying, mitzvah lachzer achas shituvei mevoyos. If we're talking about a shituf, we're not really talking about transferring from the houses of the chatzerois to the chatzerois, or vice versa. That's really the domain of an eruv chatzerois, not the domain of a shituvei mevoyos. However, explains the Mishnah Berurah Ritzayner Leimar, what the Mechaber means to say is, or what the parentheses means to say is, min hamavuais v'chatzerois labotim, that this shituf should allow for transference from the mavuais, from the chatzerois, to the botim in the chatzerois. Even though the Mechaber really seems to be addressing a case where the only thing that's being created now is a shituf, not in a ruach chatzeros, and if you take a look at Sharet Zion, Ois Katan Aleph, the Chavetz Chaim explains, Kigoin, for example, the Mechaber would seem to be addressing a case, Shahamovoi lo yohoyo masukin betchila be'eruvin kadin. Let's say we have a case where you have four chatzerois opening up onto the mavui, but we're not ready to deal with shitufei mavuis. Why not? Well, maybe the mavui requires a lechi or a kaira, and the mavui doesn't have a lechi or a kaira. If the mavui doesn't have a lechi or a kaira, then we can't create a shitufei mavuis to allow for transference from the chatzerois to the mavui or vice versa, because right now you're not allowed to carry in the mavui. The mavui's got mesukan with a lechi or a kaira. And therefore, continues the Sharet Zion, v'asu rak iruv chatzerois lahatirat tiltul b'chatzer. And therefore, the chatzerois that open up onto this mavui, they're not up to dealing with the shetufei mavuis because they can't make a shetufei mavuis right now. So they're busy only making iruvei chatzerois. V'achakach, and only later, after the chatzerois made their individual iruvei chatzerois, niskan hamavui. Now the mavui was mesukan with a lechi or a kaira, v'lay nechsa rak shetufei mavuis. And now the only thing that's lacking is a shetufei mavuis. If you go back to Simen Shin Pei Vav, this is what we termed as step one and step three. So the chatzerois each made an individual eruve chatzerois to be ma'arev, the batim in the chatzer, together with their chatzer. Maybe they didn't even do step two. They didn't make a joint eruv chatzeros to join the chatzeros together. But they certainly did not do step three because there was no room for step three yet. They couldn't make a shetufei mavuis because the mavui wasn't mesukan with a lechi or a kaira. Now they went ahead and they were mesakin the mavui with a lechi or a kaira. Now they could do step three and they could make a shetufei mavuis. Step three will cover step two. Once you join the chatzerois with the mavui, we learned that you don't need step number two to join the chatzerois in a joint eruv chatzerois. The shituf will take care of that. The point of this Sharet Zion is, like the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here in Ois Katan Gimel, the Mechaber was talking about a case where the only thing that's going on now is a shetufei mavuis. Why is the only thing that's going on now a shetufei mavuis? Because the eruv chatzerois was already made before the lechi was mesukin. Now that they were mesakein the mavui, now they're going to make a shetufei mavuis. That's really the case that the Mechaber was describing. And that's why the Mechaber didn't put in the words umehem labotim. However, says the Mishnah Berurah. So again, let's read it from the top, from the beginning of Ois Gimel. Ritzayner Leimar, min hamavuis v'chatzerois labotim. What the Rambam means over here in this parenthesis is that you should include in the nusach mehem labotim, that this shituf should also be matir, transference from the houses to the chatzerois. Even though the Mechaber himself is only talking about a case where the only thing that's being done now is the creation of a shetufei mavuis, because the individual chatzerois already made their eruv chatzerois, and therefore this shituf is not really going to be a matir tiltul from the houses to the chatzerois. Mikamakim, nevertheless, Hamavur b'simin shin pei zayin sif aleph. We learned in shin pei zayin the samchen al shitov b'makom eruv that the Ramah said over there halacha l'maisa. We paskin that you could skip step number one, you could skip step number two, and you could cover everything with only a shetufei mavuos. V'ayri Ramah ba'oyfin zeh. And this Ramah, in the parentheses here, who says, Umehem labotim, that's the case that he's talking about. He's talking about a case where you're going to patter everything, you're going to check off all three checkboxes only with the creation of a shetufei mavuos. In that case, the shitov is going to be matir tiltul from the houses to the chatzeros to the mavuos, because you're covering all of your bases only with a shitov. By the way, and there's one particular listener I think who will be interested in this. This is one of the rayas that the parentheses are the words of the Ramah, because here you don't have hagah, you don't have anything that shows over here that these parentheses are a Ramah, but the Mishnah Berurah says very clearly, V'ayri Ramah ba'oifin zeh, the Ramah is specifically addressing that case when he says, Umehem labotim. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, V'ayin le'el b'soif simin shin samach vav b'mishnah Berurah, she'ataknu ha'nusach ha'noag lo'imar, back in shin samach vav, the Mishnah Berurah spoke about the exact lashon that should be used when somebody is making a shetufei mavuos to cover everything. Continues the Mechaber. Second line. Emasai mevarech alav. When precisely do you make the bracha? When you're creating a shetufei mavuos, says the Mechaber, you do it b'shosha mekabit zaysoi b'mnei amovoi. When you go around to collect the contributions to the shituf, that's when you make the bracha. So you make the bracha asher kidushanu b'mitzvahis of itzivanu al mitzvahis eruv, and now you go around collecting the contributions from the residents for the shituf. So b'shasha b'kabitzoy soy b'mnei amovoi, oi b'shasha mezakalahem. Or if you're not actually going around and collecting individual contributions, instead you have the Rav and the Gabbai in the shul, and the Rav and the Gabbai are making the Erev, so that the Gabbai is handing off a box of matzahs to the Rav, and the Rav is being mezakin it for all the b'nei hamovoi, you make the bracha right before then. Of course, we do this because all brachas have to be made over lasi yosan. When you make a bracha on a mitzvah, you have to make the bracha immediately before you accomplish the mitzvah. So that's what we're doing here. When do you accomplish the mitzvah of Erev? When you go around and you collect the contributions, that is precisely when you're being ma'arev, everybody. When you actually collect the contributions. Or, in the case of the Rav and the Gabbai, when you do the Zichui, that's when you're being Ma'arev everybody. So that's when you make the Bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ois Katan Dalid, B'shasha Mekabetz, Ayin Le'el B'simen Shin Samach Vav, B'mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Pei, Pei Aleph, Pei Beis, B'shayich Gam Kein Lekan. So, the Mishnah Berurah points us to three different Mishnah Berurahs back in Simen Shin Samach Vav that he says are Negeya here. What are the halachas that the Mishnah Berurah discusses over there? So one is that we discussed a case in the Ramah where the Ramah said that nowadays the minig is that they go around collecting kemach. They go around and they collect individual contributions of flour, which they then take to make a pas, and that's what is going to be the shituf. And because it's pas, it's going to cover the shituf as well as the erev. Over there, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're going around and you're collecting contributions of kemach, then you cannot make the bracha before you collect the contributions. Why? Because you're still going to bake the bread in the kemach into a pas. That wouldn't be called making the bracha over la'asi yosan. That would be called making the bracha over la'asi yosan. It's too far removed from the accomplishment of the mitzvah, because the kemach is not going to be the eruv. The pas that you bake out of the kemach is going to be the eruv. So at that point, you can't make the bracha when you make the collections. Another halacha that the Mishnah Berurah says over there, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlokes achronim. Can you make the bracha after you finish collecting all the pas? So you went around to collect the pas, you didn't make the bracha beforehand. Now you want to know, could you make the bracha after you collect the pas? And over there, the Mishnah Berurah comes out that you could actually make the bracha until the beginning of Bein Hashmashos. Even if you went ahead, you made all the collections, you put the Erev in the place that it's going to be, so you put it in the bias where it's going to be, you could still make a bracha until the beginning of Bein Hashmashos, because, as we've learned so many times, the Erev is not chal, the Erev does not kick in until Bein Hashmashos. Until that point, you could still make a bracha. One more halacha that the Mishnah Berurah says over there: if you're making the Erev, like I've said, with the Rav and the Gabbai, so the Rav is going to be mezakeh in the Erev on behalf of all of the B'nai Hamavoi, so then when should the bracha be made? The bracha should be made when the one who's doing the zichui, let's say the Rav, when he goes to pick up the matzahs, to be mezoicha in it, on behalf of all the B'nai Hamavoi, he should make the bracha right before he does it. He should make the bracha and then be mezakeh for everybody in the Erev. Okay, that was Ois Katan Dalet. Let's move along here to the end of Shin Tzadik Hei and to the end of this unbelievably beautiful limud of the halachas of Eruvei Chatzeros and Shetufei Mavuos. Says the Ramah, Hagah, Vim gavu aysay l'shem Erev. If you went ahead and you collected the Erev, v'shachachu v'loy berachu, and you forgot, and no bracha was ever made, heavy Erev, it's still an effective Erev, ki ein habracha ma'akeves, the bracha is not ma'akev. Certainly you're supposed to make a bracha, but the bracha is not ma'akev, says the Mishnah Berurah, ois katan hei v'loy berachu alav, hu adin afilu lo yamru alav gamken anusach shel b'zeh hashitof anal. Not only is the bracha not ma'akev, but the nusach that was brought down earlier, where the Mechaber said, you may say this nusach, what the shitof is accomplishing, b'zeh hashitof yi amuter, that is also not ma'akev. Wow, thank you so much for listening to this, Rabbi Yisai. Tam v'nishlam, the halachas of Eruvei Chatzeros and Shetufei Mavuos. I'm telling you, this mamish, I think, deserves a siyum. Now, moving on to Hilchos Techumen, the halachas of Trum Shabbos, and eventually the halachas of Eruvei Trumen. Okay, let's embark on this interesting journey. Simen Shin Tzadik Vav, Din Arba Amoy Sheyesh L'chol Adam B'Shabbos, the halacha that governs the fact that each person has Arba Amos on Shabbos that he's allowed to walk. A person is allowed to travel Dalet Amos in every direction on Shabbos. The Chiddush over here is, we're going to see, even if he goes out of his Trum Shabbos. So somebody went out of the Trum on Shabbos, he still has Dalet Amos. He's not mechuyev to stay frozen in his exact spot. Din Arba Amos Sheyesh L'chol Adam B'Shabbos U'Boy Beis Sifim. Here we have two Sifim. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Shivu Ish Tachtov. We have a pasuk in Parshas Beshalach where Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, Shivu Ish Tachtov. Everybody should stay in his place. So let's take a look at this pasuk and get a sense for what this pasuk is speaking about. As the Mishnah Berurah says here, this is Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Chof Tes. What inyan is that parsha busy with? That is in Parshas Beshalach, and we're talking about the mon. So we know that the mon fell every day. People went out to collect their portion of mon. Rabbi Yisai, that is the hishtadlus that Klal Yisrael did for Parnasa in the Midbar. And indeed, a lot of the halachas of hishtadlus for Parnasa, a lot of the basic tenets of Emunah and Betachon when it comes to Parnasa are learnt out from the parsha of the mon. So, in Parshas Beshalach, people are going out to collect their mon. But we know that on Shabbos, there was no mon, right? A double portion fell on Erev Shabbos. That was one portion to cover Erev Shabbos and another portion to cover Shabbos. So, when it came to Shabbos, the Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, Re'u, see, ki Hashem nasan lechem haShabbos. See that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has given you this tremendous gift on Shabbos. Rashi says over there that you could see, Re'u be'enechem, see with your eyes, ki Hashem b'chvoidoi mazir eschem ala Shabbos. Take a look and see that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is telling you and instructing you about the halachas of Shabbos. Shaharei neis nasek b'chol Erev Shabbos. You see that there's a neis occurring on each and every Erev Shabbos. Lo seis lechem lechem yoimoyim. You see that every Erev Shabbos you receive a double portion of man. So said Moshe Rabbeinu, Re'u, see, ki Hashem nasa lechem ha Shabbos. you see that the Rabbeinu Shalom is giving you Shabbos and he doesn't want you to be busy doing Ishtadlus for Parnasa on Shabbos. Al Kain, therefore, who noisen lechem b'yom ha-shishi lechem yamayim. That's why in Erev Shabbos he gives you a double portion. Therefore, said Moshe Rabbeinu, and here's the key, here is the phraseology of the Pasuk that we need for what we're learning here. Shivu ish tachtov. Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, everybody, stay in your place. Al yetze ish mimekaymoi b'yom ha-shvi. Nobody should leave his place on Shabbos. What was Moshe Rabbeinu really telling Klal Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael, stay home. Don't go outside and try to collect money. There's going to be no man. Shabbos, there's no man. No Shabbos for Panos on Shabbos. So no, don't go outside and look to collect man. Shavu ish tachtov. Remain in your place. Al yetze ish bim kaimai. Don't leave your place by Yom HaShvi on Shabbos to go look for man. Says Rashi over there. Shavu ish tachtov. Mikan, from this pasuk, samchu chachamim dalet amos liyotze chutz l'tchum. It is based on this pasuk. The chachamim found a remez, and they relied on this pasuk when they said that every person has dalet amos if he goes outside of the tchum. Shivu ish tachtav. Stay in your place. Now it doesn't say shivu bimkoimcha. Stay in your place. It says, Shvu ish tachtov. Stay, literally the words mean, stay underneath you. What does that mean? Stay in the space that is underneath you. And like Rashi says, Gimel legufay, you get three amos, that's the amount that an Odom Beinini, his guf, takes up, his body, takes up the space of three amos, the echad, and you get another amo, lifshet yadayim v'raglayim, to fully stretch out your arms and your legs. So the pasuk shivu ish tachtov, the chachamim saw as something that you could darshan, so to speak, to say that there's an inyan on Shabbos of shivu ish tachtov, that a person is supposed to stay in the place that would be underneath his body. What is that negeya to? It doesn't mean that everybody has to stay within his talit amos on Shabbos. No, it's talking about a specific case. It's talking about somebody who went out of his tchum Shabbos. What does he get? He gets tachtov. He gets the amount of space that would be underneath his body. Then there's another phrase, al yetze ish mimekoymal. A person should not leave his place. What does that mean, says Rashi? Elu al payim amos shel tchum Shabbos. He brings down for the Mechilta. These are the 2,000 amos that a person gets of Tchum Shabbos. Al yetze ish bimkoymoi. Don't go out of your place. That means that a person has a place, le'inyan hilcha Shabbos. What is that place? Yes, you have a restriction on travel. You can't go out of your Tchum. You get 2,000 amos. She'ein Tchumin elam adifrei soifrim. Rashi and Chumash is quoting the Shita that holds that the halach of Tchum is a drabonon. The ikroi shel mikra, but of course the pashup shot of these psukim, al like the amon nemar, was talking about going out to pick the money. Now, against that hakdama, against that backdrop, let's see this inside. Says the mechaber shvu ish tachtov, we have this pasuk in parshas Peshalach, shvu ish tachtov mikan. From here, the chachamim learned shekol adam yeshloi arba amos b'chol makayim, that a person gets four amos wherever he is, afilu yatzah chutz l'tchum. Even if he went outside of his Tchum Shabbos, he still has Dalet Amos that he is allowed to move around inside of. Says the Mishnah Katan Aleph. Shvu ish tachtov pirush, the explanation of this is, as we have seen, Diksiv tachtov, it says that you should stay underneath you. What does that mean? Ki tachtov, it means you get the amount of space equal to what would be under your body. Ki tachtov, like the space beneath you. Gufay shalosh amos, you get three amos for the space occupied that your body would occupy. The ama and an additional ama kidei lishet yada v'raglav, so that you, that allows you to fully stretch out your hands and feet. The chamavur b'simin shin mem tesef aleph ayin sham b'mishtabura, where he basically gives the hakdama that I just gave you. Ach, however, the shamayri in your tiltel. In shin mem tes, we were not speaking about the dalet amos that a person gets that allows him to travel within that Dalet Amos when he's out of the Tchum. In Shin Mem Tes, we were talking about a different halacha. Over there, we were talking about the fact that on Shabbos, in Rishos HaRabim, you're allowed to be metaltal a chefetz, you're allowed to carry something within Dalet Amos. Lady Tiltalay's a chafis virtuous a rabbin. The Hachamairi, over here, we're talking about a different halacha. Here we're talking about the Indian Yotza Chutz the Trum, somebody who went outside of his Trum Shabbos, the Yeshle Rishus, the Halak Arba Amos, he's still allowed to travel within 4 Amos. It's cotton bays. Afilu Yotza, this applies even to somebody who went outside of his Trum Shabbos. Shahare Moshe Amar Zelo Oysan Shiyotzu Chutz the Trum, Shu Ishtachtav. The Chachamim saw this phraseology in the Pasuk as if Moshe Rabbeinu was telling people who went outside of their Trum, Shvu Ish Tachtav, you went out of the Trum, remain in the place equal to Tachtav. Now again, of course, that's not the Pashat Pshat in those Psukim in Parshas Peshalach. Moshe Rabbeinu was not actually talking to people who went outside of their Trum Shabbos. He was talking about the Mon. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber, says the Mechaber, the second line into the Simen. How do you measure the Dalet Amos? Remember, an Amma is not like a measurement on a measuring tape. An Amma is like a person's forearm. Says the Mechaber, Umoydidib l'chol adam ba'amma shaloi. Really, each person has an Amma that is unique to his body. It's the size of his arm. Says the Mishnah Berurah is cut in Gimel. Ba'am Shaloi. I la'el simin shin mem test be Mishnah Berurah. Sif cut on Gimel. I thought I made a note over here, but apparently I didn't. So let's go back over there. Shin mem test. 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 Mishnah Berurah is cut in Gimel. Ba'am Shaloi. The Mishnah Berurah over there said that if you have a person who is large, so then then you would measure by his forearm. Again, really it's unique to each person's guf. Ba'ama shaloi, says the Mechaber Vayter, okay, if I'm telling you that you measure for each person a unique ama, you measure ba'ama shaloi, then says the Mishnah Berurah, what do? If somebody is, you not a dwarf. Let's see the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. Ve'imahaya nanos be'evarov. Let's say a person, I don't know what the accurate English word for this is. I'm going to use dwarf. If a person is a dwarf, but not meaning that he's just very, very small. He's nanos be'evarov, which means that his evarim, his limbs, are mismatched to his body. You can see this in Mishnah Berurah's Katan Dalet. Nanos be'evarav, Ritzon Elomar. What the Mechaber means with this is, Shegufay beinoni. His body is a normal size. Uzeroyoy katzer. But his arms are short. So he has a physical deformity. He's mismatched. His arms are too short for his body. So on such a person, says the Mechaber, such a person would receive an average dalet amos, so he would receive 4 amos, where the amos are based on the amma of an average person, meaning an amma of 6 tvachim. What the Mechaber is telling you over here is, I just told you that amma is unique to a person's body, not always. Because remember, where is all this coming from? It's coming from shvu ish tachtav, remain in the space underneath you, the space that your body would occupy. Now, a person whose limbs are mismatched to his body, his guf is still going to take up 3 ammas. Because his guf is the same size as an average person's guf. It's only his arm that's short. If we're going to give him an amma based on his personal arm, then he's not going to have enough room for his guf, because his guf is a normal size. So therefore, says the Mechaber, ananos be'evarov gets dalet amos based on average amos. Shekalachas behen shisha tvachim. Okay, let's go weiter in the Ramah. Hagah, says the Ramah. Ve'elu arba amos moedin loy miruvachos. When we measure these amos, we're using expansive arba, expansive amos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ice cut and hay. Ve'elu arba amos return alarm. What the Ramah wants to say is, ben kishem moedin lechal adam ba'amos shaloi. Whether we're talking about a normal sized person, right? So in other words, the Mechaber just gave 2 cases. He spoke about normal people, and then he spoke about nanos be'ivarov. And then on that, the Ramah seems to say, oh, the nanos be'evarov, when you give him dalet amos, you use amos miruvachos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no. This Ramah, the elo arba amos meidin loy miruvachos, is going on the nanos be'evarov, it's also going on normal people. Hey, again, Sayin Loimar, ben kishem meidin lechal adam ba'amos shaloi, whether you're using a person's personal ama, uben kishem meidin arba amos be'noinios, or whether you have to measure out average amos to use them for somebody like a nanos be'evarov, we always use amos miruvachos. Expensive amos, says the Mishnah Berurah, cut and varvitz and loymar. What the Ramah wants to say is, we use expansive amos. We're not very, very exacting. V'dad, you should know the arba amos doesn't loy mirubois. By the way, the Shaar Tzion points out in Ois Katan Gimel over here that the difference between amos miruvachos and amos mitzumtzumos, exact amos or expansive amos, comes out to a difference of two etzbois. Expansive amos are two etzbois larger than exacting amos. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, nice cut. Vavadai, you should know. The arba amos, these four amos, nice to know mirubois. It is a square, a four amma by four amma square, and it is positioned le'ever ponav shehu roitza leilech. It's positioned in front of him in the direction that he chooses to travel. The Hainu meaning, sheyachal leilech behen af ba'alach sainon, which means that within that square, the person will be allowed to walk even on a diagonal, sha'ayla oid ama ushloi shechamashin, which will give him another ama and three-fifths of an ama. What does this very complicated sounding Mishnah Berurah mean? What the Mishnah Berurah means is like this. Let's say Reuven went out of his tchum. Now Reuven is located outside the city limits somewhere, outside his tchum. He knows he has dalet amos. Okay, where are the dalet amos? Now, we're about to see a little bit of a machlokes pertaining to this, but right now what the Mishnah Berurah is saying is like this. This person is out in the wilderness, and he decides that he wants to be able to walk as far as he could walk to the east. Okay, so we take a look at where he's standing, and now, facing east, we put a 4 amma by 4 amma box in front of him, to the east. So to the east, in front of him, like the words in the Mishnah Berurah, le'ever ponav shehu roitza leilech, in front of him in the direction that he wants to walk. We now lay out a 4 amma by 4 amma square in front of him. He is allowed to walk anywhere inside that square, including from one corner of that square, diagonally across to the opposing corner of that square. Now, the diagonal of a 4 amma by 4 amma square, the diagonal of that square is not 4 ammas. The diagonal of that square is 5 3/5 ammas. We did this math earlier in Simi Shin Mem Tes. I'm not going to go through the math again. Trust me, that's the way it is. The point that the Chavetz Chaim is making is realize that it would not be accurate to say that when a person goes out of his tchum, the greatest distance he's allowed to walk is 4 amas. It's not true. Because once we lay out that square in front of him, he could even walk across the diagonal of that square, which would actually be 5 3/5 amas. Says the Mishnah Berurah Weiter. No, not yet. We have to go Weiter in the Ramah. Now we have to read the Ramah here. It's a little bit tricky. The first phrase of the Ramah was ve'haga ve'elu arba amos moedidin loy miruvachos. Now the next words in the Ramah are v'hu be'emtza'on. Those words, says the Mishnah Berurah, are in the wrong place. We need to do a cut and paste. So we're going to skip those words, right? So now go to v'yesh oibrim. Continues the Ramah, and the Ramah says v'yesh oibrim. There is an opinion that says the mutter lahalech arba amos. There is an opinion that says that a person that goes out of the tchum is allowed to walk 4 amos lechol tzad in every direction. Vehu beemtzon. Here's where we paste in the words vehu beemtzon, meaning that when a person goes out of the tchum, we don't give him a 4 by 4 amma box in the direction that he wants to go. In the example that I gave you, the person's out of his tchum, he wants to walk to the east. All right, we give him a 4 amma by 4 amma box in front of him to the east. Okay, so he could walk 4 amas to the east. Could he go to the west? No, he can't go to the west even 1 inch, right? Because his 4 amas are in front of him to the east. According to this Yesh Aimrim, that's not how it works. According to this Yesh Aimrim, we plot the person exactly where he's standing. Now we give him Dalet Amos L'chol Ruach. Now we give him 4 amas in each direction. The Yesh Aimrim D'Mutar L'Halach Arba Amos L'chol Tzad V'Hu Be'emtzon. He could walk in any direction and he's in the middle of this area, which would mean that he gets an 8 amma by 8 amma box, right? Because he's standing in the middle. We draw a 4 amma line out north, a 4 amma line out east, a 4 amma line out west, a 4 amma line down south. Now put a box around those lines and you're going to get an 8 by 8 square. So that's this more lenient Yesh Aimrim. Says the Mishnah Brura, Ois katan zayin. V'hu b'emtzon, ta seifer. Those words are a textual error. V'tzarech lichtov zeh acher teves l'chol tzad. That phrase belongs after the words l'chol tzad. U'kamayshin avar l'kabeh. And this comes from a taz. So like I said, you have to do a cut and paste. Ois katan ches v'yesh armam d'mota l'halech. Explains the Mishnah Brura. Diladei Yerishayna, according to the first opinion, ein loy rak arba amos loyzer rak shebirer. According to the first opinion, he only gets 4 amas in the direction that he chose that he wants to go. So if he chose he wants to go east, congratulations. He got a 4x4 box in front of him to the east. If he chose that he wants to go east and he took a step easterly, now he can't change his mind. You know what? I want to go west. Too late. You already got your dalet al dalet square to your east. There's no backsies. You can't now decide, I want to go west. But according to this Yesh Aimrim, Yesh lai arb amis l'chol tzad svivoysav. According to the Yesh Aimrim, he gets dalet amis in every direction, and he's in the middle, tainu shmoina al shmoina, which means he gets an 8x8 box. Eis kontes, l'chol tzad, he can go in any direction, v'hu be'emtzon, and he's in the middle, kach tzarech loymar. That's the way the text should read. Or it's tainu loymar, and again, what the Rama wants to say is, mimokoim shuhu oimeit, from the place in which he is standing, yesh lo l'chol tzad arba amis, he gets arba amis in each direction. The nimtza, so it comes out to hushmeina al shmeina, that he's in the middle of an 8 amma by 8 amma square. Ukemar shekasavdu, like we wrote. V'ayin bel yarabah, take a look at the el yarabah, shekasav writes, the yesh lishmeich, lismeich al deyazu l'maisa, halach l'maisa, we could rely on this opinion. Says the Rama Vayter, 4 lines into the simen, right by the Ois Katan Yud for the Mishnah Brura. All of this is discussing somebody who wants to walk, he wants to travel, when he went out of the Trum Shabbos. Aval l'taltel, but don't get confused. In Shin Mem Tes, we spoke about the halacha of tiltel dalet amos in Rishus Arabim, carrying a chefetz dalet amos in Rishus Arabim, different halacha. Aval l'taltel, ein loy rak aba amos im alach sonon, k'moshin ispar le'el simi Shin Mem Tes. When it comes to the shaila of carrying an object, being metaltel a chefetz dalet amos in Rishus Arabim, nobody, even this Yesh Aimrim, nobody would suggest that you get an 8x8 square. No, you only get a 4x4 square. Now again, even by tiltel, you could carry more than 4 amas, because once you have your square, you could carry from one corner to a diagonal opposing corner, so you could actually carry 5 3/5 amas in Rishus Arabim. Says the Mishnah Brura, Ois katan yud avala taltel, Ritzayin Elomar. What the Rama wants to say is, the Yesh Aimrim hazeh, this more lenient Yesh Aimrim, pli girak ahiluch, he only argues and says that you get an 8x8 square when it comes to the shaila of how far you could walk when you're outside of your tchum. Aval inyan tiltel, but when it comes to being metaltel, a chefetz, carrying something outside of Rishus Arabim, kule alma moidu, everybody, even this Yesh Aimrim agrees, de'ein mutter rak ad arba amos im alachsein, that you only get to carry a chefetz in a 4x4 square. You also get the diagonal of that 4x4 square. V'ayel b'simin shin mem tes, d'oysan arba amos shabir aloi, the 4 amos that you get when it comes to tiltel, l'kuli alma mutal l'taltel ba'alach soynan av sh'oyle yoysa mechamech abayis, you could carry the diagonal of your dalet by dalet square, even though it means that you're actually going to get 5 3/5 amos. I remember saying that shir in shin mem tes, it was a bit of a complex shir. If you want, you could re-listen and chazer over that shir where we spoke about the different shitas. We had a Shitas HaRambam over there that was somewhat complex. Ayin, Shum, moving along to Sif Beis, three lines off the bottom. Reish Samach Aleph Amid Beis. Says the Mechaber, B'chom Mokim Shekidei Shalav Ayoyim, wherever a person is located when Shabbos begins. Im Hu Mukaf L'Dira, if he's in a place that was surrounded for Dira purposes. Says the Mishnah is cutting it off. Mukaf ledira. Kigain, for example, Shashavas Peir. A person is in a city. Aishar makam shukaf ledira. Or in a different place that is surrounded by mechitzas for dira purposes. B'chol makam shikidi shalav ayayim. Imu mukaf ledira. If it's mukaf ledira. Afilo ein bay ata diurin. Even if right now it doesn't have diurin. Right now you're in a place that was mukaf ledira, but right now it doesn't have any residence. Says the Mishnah Berurah cutting your days. What does that mean? Afilu ein bayat diurin kigain, for example, shenech ravami diureha. It's a ghost town. There's nobody living here anymore. Avol chaymosa kayemes, but the walls are still up. So you have a desolate city. You have a city that was mukaf ledira, right? It was mukaf for dira purposes. They built the houses and then they put up a wall surrounding the city. It's mukaf ledira. Now it's a ghost town and it's desolate. You happen to begin Shabbos inside that walled city. Okay, so then this halacha is going to apply. What's the halacha? Continues the Mechaber. Chashev kulay ka'arba amos. You started off Shabbos inside that mokaim mukaf ledira. That whole area is considered your arba amos for the purposes of getting your tchum Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, cutting your gimel. Chashev kulay ka'arba amos. Meaning, afilu ayse mokaim gadol tan ka'antoichia. Even if the place that you're located in is as large as the city of Antioch. Antioch was an ancient Roman city. It was one of the largest cities in Rome. I seem to remember researching this and finding out that the peak population of Antioch was approximately 300,000 people, which certainly, for those times, was a very, very expansive, very large city. So, afilu ayse mokaim gadol ka'antoichia. You get, that's your Arba Amos. So you started off Shabbos in this large city that's Mukaf for Dira purposes. That becomes your initial Dalet Amma place for the purposes of measuring your Tum, which the Mishnah Berurah explains. What does that mean? Now you get 2,000 Amos beyond your Dalet Amos. Right? Over here, we're not talking about a person who went out of his Daladam, out of his Tum Shabbos. A person who went out of his Tum Shabbos, he is restricted to a square, Dalad al Dalad, or 8x8, the way we described earlier in the Siman. We're talking now about a person who starts off Shabbos, he's not outside of his Tum, he's in his Tum. Person started off in a city. The whole city is his initial Dalad Amos. His Tum Shabbos begins at the city limits. That's where you start measuring the 2,000 Amma Tchum. Says the Mechaber Vayter. V'emeinu mukaf ledira. But let's say he starts off Shabbos in a place that's not mukaf ledira. Okay, so he starts off Shabbos in some kind of a karpeth where it was walled in with mechitzas, but not for dira purposes. V'emeinu mukaf ledira. So ad sasayim, if he's in a place that's not mukaf ledira, that's 5,000 square amas or less. So ad sasayim chashav kulay k'arba amas. That entire enclosed area is his initial arba amas, and now you measure his 2,000 amas of tchum outside that walled-in area, because it's mukaf ledira ad sasayim. Right? Until an area larger than sasayim, you don't worry about mukaf ledira or not mukaf ledira. So even if it's not mukaf ledira, if it's ad sasayim, that's his initial starting point for the halachas of tchum, and his 2,000 amas starts outside that area. Va'afilu shavas betel gavaya uvekama kitzura v'shipalim ma'kifa isaisa chashivi ka'arba amas ad sasayim. Says the Mechaber, this would apply even, let's say a person started off Shabbos on top of a tail. Remember, a tail is a raised mound. If you have a raised mound that is elevated more than 10 tefachim off of the surface of the surrounding area, we look at the top of that raised mound as if it is mukaf mechitzas, right? Because we say, good asik mechitzasa. We say that the outside 10 tefach elevation of the outside walls, we extend those walls upwards as if they're surrounding the top of the mound. So if he started off Shabbos on the top of a mound that is surrounded by good asik halachic mechitzos, now it's not mukaf ledira, there's no house over there, but if the top of the tail is less than a sasayim, that becomes his initial starting point for Trum Shabbos, and he gets 2,000 amos beyond it. Or if he's in a case of Kama Kitsura Vishibalim Makifa Isaisa, if he's inside a field of standing grain, and in the middle of the field, they already harvested the grain. So you have an area in the middle of this field that has already been harvested. It's flat. And then outside, they have a circle of grain that was not yet harvested. So you might have stalks of grain that are more than 10 tefachim tall, acting like mechitzas surrounding this inner clearing. Now that's also not mukaf ledira, but it's surrounded by mechitzas. The standing grain is creating a mechitza. If that clearing is up to a sasayim, and he starts off Shabbos in there, well, that's going to be his starting point for the halakas of Trum Shabbos. He'll get alpayim amah l'chol ruach. He'll get 2,000 amas extending beyond where the standing grain is surrounding him and walling him in. Chashivi ka'arba amos ad sasayim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Oiskat Yodalad, ad sasayim. If you start off Shabbos at a place that's not mukaf ledira, so ad sasayim, it tall, 5,000 square amas large, v'mahaya heck of yoisim yisasayim. If he starts off Shabbos in a walled-in area that's not mukaf ledira, and it's larger than a sasayim, then ein lo ela alpayim amas l'chol ruach mimakam arba amas shuayim edba beishik yidishayim. Then the fact that the area is walled in doesn't do anything for him, because it's not mukaf ledira. So then you measure his tchum Shabbos. First you make a square, you give him his arba amos, and then you give him 2,000 amos beyond his dalet amos. That would be his dalet amos would be his starting point for tchum Shabbos. So it's called tesvav betel gavoya, a raised mound. It means asar tfachim, it's elevated at least 10 tfachim, v'adin b'shibalim. So too, when we talk about the clearing inside the field of grain, the uncut grain that's surrounding him has to be at least 10 tefachim tall. Aizkan tezayin v'shibala makif ha'seisa, she'enyech gvulei ha'savim miliktzar. There's a ring surrounding the clearing that was not harvested. But the Mishnah Berurah puts in a very important caveat here. V'hu she'kashra ha'shibala b'yachad b'inyin shein ruach b'tzuya menida oisan. But it has to be the standing grain left alone the way it is cannot form halachic mechitza around him. They have the standing stalks have to be tied together so that they don't move around in the wind, so that they separate from each other more than shir lavud, more than three tvachim. Shakam mechitza shiruach meinid oisa ein mechitza, because if it does blow apart, then it is not an effective halachic mechitza. It's cut yodzayin chashivi karba amos. In all of these cases, if he starts off Shabbos in this kind of mokaim that's mukaf, but it's not mukaf ledira, like the top of the tail, like the clearing inside the grain field, and the chiddush over here says, because note, the mechaber said, afilu. We're talking about a mokaim that's not mukaf ledira ad sasayim, afilu, the top of the tail, or the clearing in the grain field. What's the afilu? What's the even? So the Mishnah Berurah points out what the bigger chiddush here is. These places that are not mukaf ledira, not only are they not mukaf ledira, nobody went ahead and built these mechitzas. These mechitzas are nasis me'aleh. These mechitzas happened by themselves. Shema mechitza, they're still considered mechitzas. The tail, when we talk about the top of a tail, avagav de'en lo lamayla heck of sviva, he's just reminding us, even though the top of the tail is really not surrounded by mechitzas, become makub, nevertheless, nechshav b'chlal mechitza, it's considered to be surrounded by mechitzas, kevichi gavaya asar tfachim, since it's elevated 10 tfachim off the surrounding area, we have good asik mechitzas going up. Halach, alamoy should be seen on mechitzas, ukedela el, besimin shid mem heisif beis. Thank you so much for joining me for Limud HaTorah. It's beautiful to be starting Hilchas Truman. Thank you so much for joining me. We should be zeichet to see the B'ezras Tzedek, b'mehrav yameinu, amen. Be well.